We're here with Jeffrey Kaner. Bravo.
Oh, thank you so much. What an exhilarating piece.
There's so much variety in this concerto. The first movement is a lament, and it really taps into a musical expression of grief.
Yes. Both Sam and I have experienced over the course of creating this work situations in our personal lives, which made this appropriate in a way, the idea of a lament that is the first movement. So there is that sort of personal connection with the creation of the piece. The second movement is sort of a waltz that is playful and also a little bit kind of twisted. It's fun and it's funny.
What do you mean by twisted?
Well, it sets you up to understand how it will proceed being a waltz, and then he throws a little angle at you. He comes in on the second beat rather than the first beat. So there are little sort of spicy elements to it, which one might not expect, and make it, you know, so much more interesting and playful.
And acrobatic for you.
And quite acrobatic, yes. There are technical challenges in this piece, and it's been fun working on them.
And then there's this dream montage, which has bells in it. It has marching sounds and references to tunes we know, but kind of in a different way.
Well, the third movement is in sort of reference to the fact that this is Philadelphia. This was written for me and the Philadelphia Orchestra. So the Liberty Bell is pitched in E-flat, as is the bell in the piece. And there are a lot of colonial references and up to the present day. So yes, hymns, spirituals, all sorts of tunes, Revolutionary War tunes, all of these sort of have elements in this. The history of Philadelphia is basically in the third movement.
So you are actually very busy on stage and off the Philadelphia Orchestra stage. You're soloing and you're doing recitals. And I understand that you also do editions of some repertoire that have been published by Presser.
Well, I transcribed and edited a version for flute of the Brahms clarinet sonatas, which I think work beautifully on the flute and is a chance for flute players, especially those who do not play in an orchestra, to have a chance to play Brahms. Otherwise, they would have no opportunity at all. That's one of the tragedies of being a wind player who does not play in an orchestra. There are so many fantastic composers that one would never experience simply because they didn't write solo music for those instruments. So for me, Brahms is an extremely important composer and a composer that I love dearly to play. And I wanted other flute players to be able to enjoy it, to learn from it in the same way that I have.
That's really great. And you're also active in promoting new music generally.
Well, I think it's very important to promote composers who are living and working today. I've done many, many world premieres of pieces. A lot of music has been written for me, for which I'm extremely grateful. There's some really wonderful repertoire that has been added to the canon of flute music. And I'm very proud of that and grateful to all the composers that have contributed.
Well, it was wonderful listening to this work today. It was just beautiful, and you must be exhausted. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, Susan.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.